Node K 2 P C B dash P connected to node 4 7 3 3 8. Node 4 7 3 3 9 0 connected to node 4 7 3 3 8. Node 5 0 6 9 8 connected to node 4 7 3 3 8.
This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. Good morning.
Good morning there, Brad. KE2GDQ, K2PCB here. It is a good morning. It's quite a fine morning. It was pretty bright when I pulled out of the parking lot this morning and did my usual turn east for, I don't know how many hundreds of feet, but not many. So I may turn south and then west again. So it's sort of funny every time we do that. We leave really like that. Lynn's in the car. She'll put her visor on or put her sunglasses on. But it's the putting the visor down one that gets me. We're going to turn back and head the other direction in, oh, maybe 12 seconds. funny. Anyway, good morning. It is a beautiful day. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day, and I'm heading to work.
Yes, it is going to be another beautiful day. I know some, you know, I kind of complained yesterday about the humidity and stuff, but, you know, we wait all year to have decent weather, well, you know, 6 months or something, and we finally get it, and then people say, oh, my God, it's so hot and humid, but, you know, I'd rather live here than some other places.
Yeah, I seen something online probably about a week ago talking about how the Western New York area, obviously Buffalo, is a, you know, highly ranked region and for its weather. I don't know. Yeah, a lot of people could argue that, but yeah, we get just a little bit of everything, and that's not too bad. That's too bad at all. Yeah, thus far I haven't been subjected to any really really hot days and being outside doing anything. The Hamfest was a little warm, but definitely. We were able to, you know, seek some shade out, and that worked out for us. I haven't, maybe that means I haven't taken enough PTO days, enough vacation time to, you know, take a vacation somewhere and out in the hot heat. I guess the last time that really, you know, really got to me was we were on a whale watching tour, and I was like, oh, let's sit up top. You know, and it was my two sisters, Lynn and I, and I did not have a hat on. And, you know, I had sunscreen on, and I thought, oh, you know, it's, you know, we won't be out here that long, and the sun was just beating down on us, and I got burnt so bad, so bad. I think the amount that you're just sweating off that sunscreen, and, yeah, I'll say, you know, that heat stroke sort of feeling, oh, it just ruined me for a little bit.
I know what you mean. A couple of years ago when our son Travis was out in Long Beach, we went out and visited him, and the last day there we went for a whale-looking tour, and I sat up front. It was a smaller boat, and had some shorts on, and yeah, my legs got really burned. Yeah, it definitely affected me on the flight home.
So where is Travis these days? I think you mentioned that he's not where he once was. Well, where did he end up moving to, and did he take a new job? Is that what was the driving force there? If you told me, I apologize. I had forgotten.
No worries. So he started out in Syracuse, moved to Boston, moved to L.A., Long Beach, moved back to Boston, and he is now, he and his girlfriend are now in Austin, Texas.
Okay, that really is moving around. Is it his career that's taken him around, or hers for that matter?
This last move is on her. She got a job down in Austin working for a company called Poncho. They actually make some shirts, and I got one. They're nice shirts, outdoors type shirts. And they rented a house, and they'll move in today, I think.
So in this move, does Trev get to keep his job? Can he work remote, or is he having to find something new?
He actually had a job in Boston in a company called Charity Health, and he quit that a month and a half ago. He had a few interviews. He thought one was going to work out really well, where he'd work remote most of the time. But then something happened. He was telling me something happened, and he goes, I'm not doing that. So he's still looking. I'm sure he'll find something soon. He's got a friend from college that lives in the Austin area that, they may be able to work something out or know people. I don't know. He'll find something. He's got good skill set.
Well, that's pretty awesome. Trying out something new, a whole different state, different atmosphere. It's just, Austin's here pretty nice. I'm gonna say, oh yeah, bring it back around to ham radio. You have to get him licensed since he likes to be in remote cities from where you guys are. And if you do an all-star connection, you can even do private DMR calls, which for the most part is private. And you guys can connect that way. I don't know if he has any interest at all, but it's like I always try to get my dad into it, and because he's not really interested. In fact, I had to give him a call. I had seen one of the guys he had worked with at the Hamfest, and he was telling me to say hello, and I haven't had a chance to yet. So it's a good reminder. Maybe I'll give him a call later. But stop setting up here, either having breakfast or monitoring speed or both over here on Central.
I'd love to get Trav involved in one of my hobbies, at least one of them. He knows I got the license, and that I've been studying for it. So we'll see. Next time we spend some time together, I'll see if he's got any interest.
One cool part about this one is you don't physically have to be together. Like some of the other hobbies, you can do it when you guys meet up, but other than that, you're sort of independent. So that would be neat. Yeah. Let's see what else is going on. Yeah, I was talking to this guy in Shelby, England last night. I linked into a DMR talk group called CQ UK Worldwide, I think, something like that. So it's primarily for the UK to reach out to the world. And so I linked into the system, and when I linked in, it broadcasted my call sign, which is fine. But I wasn't actually prepared to talk, and I hear somebody call out my call sign, a guy who was another retired engineer over there, and we chatted for a while last night. I was just going to listen along. But it was some good conversation. We actually got onto the topic of those backronyms. We were talking about with our call signs. you know, when you got, first got yours, and sitting there trying to come up with good ones for his call sign. But yeah, I think there's a way that you can put the contacts that you made into a friend list or watch list, so it notifies you when people, you know, come into the system there. But pay attention. There's definitely people you talk to that you're like, okay, you know, if I talk to you again, yeah, that's fine. But then some you're like, I'd love to continue this conversation, and, well, you know, I'd like to be, you know, notified when they come on, and then that would be cool. I have to dig into that some more. It's a learning process, a whole another aspect of radio. But I've got 6:36. I'm going to guess Ross is in there. And I think Ross is saying he's going to be in here all week this week, including Thursday. So let's see if he's out there. This is K2PCB.
I'm here. It's K2PCB. Good morning, Travis. Good morning, Brad. Another hot one today.
Well, good morning there, Ross. I don't know if it's just me, but that transmission was a little rough. I definitely heard you, but a lot of noise there. Would you concur, Brad?
Usually when I first start to pick up Ross, he breaks the squelch, but I have no audio. So given the weather conditions today, that's probably about right.
That should be better.
I would be hearing him coming back through his nose, which I would normally hear him a lot better. So that's interesting. Very interesting. Anyway, good morning, Ross.
Yeah, good morning, Brad, or Travis. This should probably be better. I had the windows down, so I'll probably pick up the wind from the air coming in. I'm enjoying the already 80 degrees on my truck temperature coming to work.
Good morning, KC2PEP. This is KE2GDQ. I can barely hear you this morning, and I heard something about you're going back through your node again, and you're not on RF.
Yeah, I think he's connecting in the normal way, but the way he's connecting in, he's not going back through his node. You're just hearing him directly, the way it's set up.
Yeah, so I had a successful field day there, Travis, or Brad. It was warm, definitely warm. We actually lost power. All of Broadway lost power yesterday, including the school. I'm assuming probably all of the air conditioners, fuel pool pumps now going, and probably EVs charging. I'm sure all that's taking a toll on the grid.
Oh, I didn't hear anything about any power outages yesterday. The school went down while you were there for the event? Is that what you're saying?
Yep, the school went out, and then I had my pager. I mean, I guess all of Broadway was out. They had town lights putting generators up all the way down the pavement road. So yeah, even Bowling. So all of Broadway was out yesterday.
Oh, no, I did not hear about that. Huh. Interesting. Okay, well, I've got 641. So hopefully you've made it to a point where you guys can hear each other. Maybe I'll make this my final, just so I don't get caught here, timing-wise, and I shall, say good morning to both of you. I'm just glancing around, wishing I had put in a PTO day today, but it's what it is. All right, this is K2PC. Good morning, 73.
73 is Travis. I'll see you at work. So good morning to you, Brad. I think we should be able to hear each other now close enough. So, yeah, it was quick the power outage yesterday. I did hear you. I think you doubled with Travis. I can hear my note better than you, but I can tell you're still in there a little bit.
Yeah, we didn't. Yeah, I see. I doubled up with Travis. Yeah, we didn't lose power here, which wouldn't have been that big of a deal, other than the fridge would have gotten, would have, wouldn't have been able to get any cold water. But that would have been okay, I guess. How was the field day?
Node K 2 P C.
Well, it was pretty good.
Disconnected.
Obviously, they limited it down. They still had the outdoor activities, which I was surprised that they had. Kind of shocked me. Luckily, I had the obstacle course, which is outside, of course. It was nice and warm for me. But they had about a 30-minute session at each like station. So they have like a little magic magician in there. Obviously, obstacle course, the Arctic craft, they have a whole bunch of stuff they did in there, and obviously with the power being out, they had a popcorn machine which was done, snow cone machine that was done as well, and everything else was able to still go on, so it still was a pretty good success, but it was off for like about 3 hours, I think. Of course, when it was all over with, that's when the power comes back on, which is so convenient.
Yeah, it's kind of funny how sometimes those things work out, where they, you know, the event finishes and then the power turns back on. But, it sounds like it was fun. I know my daughter had one with her kids, her oldest daughter had one time, it wasn't nearly as warm. They actually had to postpone theirs because of rain. It was one of those rainy weeks.
If that was me, I would. I'm sure the kids would probably do it in the rain too. They're pretty hardy. The kids love rain. But yeah, that was a pretty good day. And then we went home. It was an early day for her too. And we went and spent the rest of the day in the pool and got out for dinner and went back in and then. Before we knew it was bedtime, so yeah, she was. We were loving the pool yesterday. It was paid for itself, and I'll probably do the same thing today. I have a full day at work today, so after that, we got. Plus, she has soccer tonight. So I don't know how that's gonna play out. I don't know if they're gonna postpone that. They probably should. Soccer's gonna be more intense than obstacle course or what they're doing at school, so I have to see what the town balls and recreation department does. I think they should probably postpone it another game and have a makeup game.
Yeah, when we lived in Olean and the kids were playing soccer, when it got warm, we did something called 3-on-3, and we only put 3 kids out on the field, and they only played for like 3 minutes. And then we would then exchange for the next 3 minutes. And that way there was enough kids to let them rest and get plenty of water. I don't ever remember ever postponing it due to weather that I can recall. Maybe. I can't remember. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, if I recall, we had to... we're yelling at the... So they have the kids that are referees. It's not official. It's just little kids' games, but the one time there's a thunderstorm coming in, and it was getting pretty close. told the referees, I'm like, I think maybe we should call the game here. the storm's getting pretty close. But yeah, as soon as we all made to the vehicles, and I just let loose his downpour and thunder lightning all over the place. I'm surprised they didn't call it sooner, but it was a close call.
Yeah, definitely not being outside when it's thunder and lightning. Even when we're shooting trap, there's times it'll be raining, and we'll still shoot. But once that you hear that thunder or see that lightning bolt, everybody's off the line.
Yeah, can't be too careful around that stuff. I did something that was pretty dumb on my part. For the fire department, we were just getting into our new radio system. So we're trying out different things, and of course I was up in our bucket truck, and along with a few other of us, and it was blue sunny skies. You couldn't, it was a good day. And Also, I was up on the tower on our bus garage has their own radio system, so we were up. I was up on that tower, and it was only up about 50 feet, 50, 60 feet, and I thought I heard this rumble. Right, and I turn around and look. I'm like, there could be these thick black clouds. I'm like, oh crap! I says, I better get off of this thing. You know, I'm standing on a big lightning rod. So I had to quick get down before it, and it was a fast-moving storm. It was on us pretty quick, so I was able to get down safely, but pretty close call.
Most definitely. Funny thing is, speaking of towers, Eric Berger sent me a Facebook Marketplace link. He sent me a text the other day. Someone was selling a 40-foot tower. And because he knows I'm into ham, and I would love to, but I'm not going to be able to put up anything like that around here.
Now, does the town of Lancaster have an ordinance against that and can't put something up? Because mine's up about 50 feet. That's probably a similar tower. I would like a crank-up one. It's so much easier to do work. Obviously, I do have my climbing gear, but it's so much nicer to work on something on the ground than it is versus 50 feet up in the air.
As far as I know, no Lancaster ordinance, just a spouse ordinance.
I gotcha. You have to try to camouflage it. Maybe you could tell her you could put some tree limbs on it and some flowers. Maybe it'll decorate a little bit. Maybe be a little more appealing to her.
Yeah, that would work. I'm kind of limited location-wise. The east side of my house, the tower would only be able to be like 20 feet because of the power line. Same thing on the right side of the house, so it would have to be in the backyard someplace. Again, kind of limited to how I'd be able to secure a very tall tower, unless it was strictly a standalone tower. You know, because the guy wires, I have no place to put them.
Yeah, mine's a standalone tower. I had to put down, like a dug down like almost 5-6 feet, and then it was pretty much a 2-foot by 2-foot square, and then I had to fill all that concrete. And then it was all rebarb, and then the tower connects to all that, and then I do have it just for add security. I have it on my shed, and it's just a little add security added to the shed. And that's withstand, I think we've had like 70 mile an hour winds, and I went back and looked at it one time, and it doesn't even budge, so pretty solid tower.
Yeah, that's something I would have to have. It'd have to be, if I did anything like that, it would have to be out by the shed, and that way I could secure it to the shed. We'll see. We'll just play with the antenna I've got now. Maybe put it on a pole that could sit up just about roof line. That might be okay.
You know, there's also the option you can get one of those, they're flagpoles. They're the telescopic ones. They can, you know, they'll squash down to like 5 or 6 feet, and some can go up to like 20 feet. And when you want to use it, you can go out and raise it up, and then when you're done with it, I guess you can lower it. I mean, that's also an option too.
I like that option.
Yeah, there's all kinds of options. All you can do, I don't know if you have any trees close by, you can really camouflage it. If you can get it up in a, you know, if you have a 10-foot or 15-foot tree, you can, you know, anchor it into the middle, put like a post into the middle of the tree, and just have it so the antennas just stick out of the top of the tree, and you can really disguise it that way. There's all kinds of options you could do. Yeah, you just got to figure out what works best for you, I guess.
Yeah, we've got some arborvitae around, you know, but like I think I was telling you before, maybe looking at some dipole antenna, either up in the attic or in the trees where I could camouflage it pretty good, and then just you know, run the feed line into the house. We'll figure it out once I can start doing some HF stuff.
Yeah, I think you like HF. That leads us to the other option. You can disguise your, assuming you have a fence. If you have little plastic standoffs, you can kind of hide the wire that way too. You can make it so it's kind of concealed on the fence, as long as it's like a vinyl siding fence. If it's vinyl, that's very easy. You can just anchor the your lawn wire to the fence, and you can have an HF without even really even seeing the wires or anything. You can probably even put them on the outside so you'll see them on the inside. You let your neighbors look at it.
No vinyl fence. We have a wooden fence along the back of the property, and then chain links on the east and west, and then wrought iron on the front. But yeah, that's one where I was thinking is putting up a dipole, especially on the back fence, because there is a lot of trees that cover it, so it would be, you'd never see it, it's just running the feed line into the house.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan. That's definitely doable. You'd be amazed how well it works, too. All right, Brad, I got six, I'm on my 56 now, suppose I should make it in. Well, you have a good day. Stay cool. Seems like it's already warming up to about 80. So, it's going to be another hot one today. So, I'm welcoming the warm weather, though. I don't like the snow or anything. So, all right, I better get into work. Say 73's Brad to you. Have a good day. This is from KD2GDQ, KC2PT. Have a good day, Brad.
73 is to KC2PET. This is KE2GDQ, and we're out.